over here and you're watching Don Reese Miracle Stories, you better keep watching because I'm going to be on it pretty darn soon. If you don't, I'm going to go Hercules on you. Okay.
What's up? It's Joe Vitone, and you're listening to Don Reese with Miracle Stories. I know I have a bunch of miracle stories to tell everyone, so hopefully we'll get a chance to do that. But you're listening to it right now.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese with Miracle Stories TV Network. I will bring you inspirational stories that will warm your heart and give you more faith in walking with God. Do you have a miracle story? Call 727-871-7788. You could be next to give your miracle story testimony. And if you want miracles to happen in your life, join us at beaminghope.org in Largo, an amazing church with real miracle stories. And we have Sunday service, Wednesday Bible study, women's fellowship, men's fellowship, and kids flip night. Get right with God and come to beaminghope.org and join me on Tuesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'll see you here with Miracle Stories.
It's a miracle, a true blue spectacle, a miracle come true. When I get a baby, I was going crazy till the miracle came through.
Hi, and thank you for watching and listening on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube with Miracle Stories. And before we start, we have a local artist. We're going to play his local music, and I hope you enjoy, because next week, another amazing miracle story, and we'll be right back with one miracle story you do not want to miss. Stay tuned.
Little girls are playing, running with bare feet, chasing the dog and saying, "Mama, look at me." Lassie, the flowers, they are lovely as couldn't be. Here comes my girl, I hope she's ready to love me. I've been alone for so long, singing the same old song. Jesus is coming someday, won't you wait with me? With me, ah yeah. Beautiful day outside, let's go walk for a while. Kiss on the cheek and I light up my baby's smile. Never a thought I'd find a woman who is true. Love and forgiveness guide me, let me write to you. We all walk the long road, Isaiah straight and narrow. Jesus is coming someday, won't you wait with me? With me, ah yeah. Won't you wait with me? With me, ah yeah. With me, ah yeah. With me, with me, me and you, you and me.
And what a miracle story that will be next week. So, Julie, are you on the line with me and Landon?
Yes, I'm here.
It is an honor and pleasure. I'll tell you, your story has a different meaning to me this time around. We had you and Landon on 2 years ago. And for those of you that don't know, that are just joining on Tantalk Radio, 3 FM, 3 AM, 106.1 FM, you can watch this on Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube afterwards as well. My son passed away of a heart attack at 34 years old. And he had gained some weight over the COVID time. And so I'll tell you, your story has helped me, as many other miracle stories have been helping me. And I I know that you're going to touch many others. People are coming in on TikTok saying, my father passed away, you know, and anybody in the family members. And can you start your story, what exactly happened from the beginning? And Landon, are you there?
I am.
Hi, Landon. How old are you now?
I am 32.
32 years old. Wow. And where are you calling in from, both of you?
We're from North Carolina.
North Carolina. I got somebody on here from North Carolina as well. They're popping in saying, I'm from North Carolina. Very cool on TikTok. So, Julie, tell us what happened and how old was Landon when this happened from the beginning.
Okay, sure. But first off, Dawn, I just want to tell you how sorry I am for your loss. I'm just so sorry for what you're going through and your family's going through this year.
I appreciate that. But you know what? Stories like Landon's and what he saw in heaven has really eased my heart and soul, I'll tell you. And I know other people need to hear this because I know people right now, Julie, that are saying, I can't get out of the house for 3 months. My best friend passed away. Or I hear stories and I'm like, wow. And they're listening to the show and it's helping people tremendously with the miracle stories. And I know Landon will ease mine as well, even more so. And I'm very excited to have you both on the air today and talk about your miracle story, what happened.
Okay, yeah, it was a typical Sunday morning, and we were on our way home from church, and we were almost home, and my husband was driving. I was in the passenger seat, and Landon was sitting in the back seat behind his dad. And when we went through an intersection, we were T-boned by an ambulance. The ambulance was not on call. There were no flashing lights. There were no sirens, nothing like that. It was just going up to the local fire department to be washed. And so it did, you know, the impact was on my husband's side. And I don't know how quickly. It seemed like the workers were there, you know, pretty quickly. He did, the person that was driving the ambulance, he did make the 911 call, and the people were there quickly. And I remember them trying to get me out of the car, and you know, they could obviously see my husband, but they did not know, due to the car being hit so strong by the ambulance, that Landon was stuck under his dad's seat until they saw his shoe.
How old was Landon at that time?
Landon was 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah. He was 8 years old, and it was in October, so just, you know, a lot of reminders coming up as the seasons change and all of that. And so it was in October of 1997.
Wow. Wow, Landon. And so when... Now, he had passed away three times, and you said your husband had went to heaven, had passed away. Landon, what happened? Did you pass away right there at that accident?
Yes, I passed away at the accident, on the chopper, and at the hospital.
Wow. And how long did they say you were gone for?
Mom?
Yeah, I don't have the exact times. They think that... he was out the longest when we were at the hospital, just because they had such a hard time bringing him back. I know that they think the hospital was the longest time that he was out, and when we were being airlifted to Carolina's Medical Center, they were able to bring him back rather quickly.
Well, and Landon, what happened to you at that time? I mean, what did you? I'm sure broken bones, or what was going through your body at that time at that accident?
Are you talking about my experience in heaven or what?
Right before that, like physically, Julie, like what happened to his body? Like what happened in the accident when they pulled him out?
Was, you know, he was under his dad's seat and they could not get to him. And so they had to pull Landon out from the trunk. And so when they pulled him out from the trunk, he was not breathing. But there was no broken bones, nothing on his body was broken. It was all damage to his head.
Wow. I gotcha. So So then, Landon, so when you had passed away, then you said you went to heaven. And what happened when you left your body?
I remember standing in a square with my dad, his good friend Olin Palmer, and his good friend Olin Palmer's son. Olin had passed away less than a month before in a car accident as well. And Olin had passed from a four-wheeler accident years before.
Wow. So was it at the Heaven's Gate that you saw your father? And then how did you feel like when you saw him? Was he like the same like person? Was he younger? What happened? Did he have a physical body? Kind of, sort of?
He looked like his normal physical self, and we were just standing there. And I don't remember the first word being spoke, but just us being there. And it made me feel so much comfort in, I guess, being in heaven and already knowing people for whatever that's worth.
Oh, that's beautiful. And what happened? Was there a light? I mean, tell us exactly like the experience when you left your body. What happened when you were in heaven? Or was there an angel? Or did you see inside of heaven?
I don't remember there being light. I don't remember there being a line of people waiting to get accepted or denied. I literally just remember being there and being able to be blessed enough and seeing bits and pieces of heaven, just like in a movie.
Did you see any like buildings or houses? I know they say there are many mansions in my father's home.
No, I didn't see any of that. I remember seeing the angels dancing and everything, and whenever I'm in person, I always tell people I would show you, but I'm wearing the wrong shoes. And I remember just seeing complete praise and everything. I always like to compare it to the Sister Act movie at the end, whenever they're all on fire for God and seeing his praises and everything.
Wow, that's amazing. And so you also, your mom and you wrote a book about your experience as well.
Right, called Faith Has Its Reasons.
And where can they buy that at?
It's on Amazon. Local bookstores have them.
Perfect. And also, too, is how, Landon, how did this change your experiences in life? I know 8 years old is still, you know, a little young man, and that impacted you. How has this impacted you now in life and later on in your 30s?
It's given me more than just faith and been able to talk about God to those who are non-believers. It's given me the scars on my face to where it's easy to open up about because they're very easy to see. And it literally just opens the gate up for me being able to talk about my experience.
That's beautiful.
And for a lot of people who believe, not believe, or what, it's on them. But at the same time, I feel that I have done my part by sharing my experience and everything else.
Wow. So, Julie, when he was back in the hospital and he had passed away the second or third time, what were you doing?
I was also going through surgery. I had collapsed lungs, concussion, and I had to have a rod put in my arm. It was broken. So I was going through surgeries myself, and after I came out of them, the surgeries, and the family was telling me how serious Landon was, and then right after that, they, you know, had to tell me that my husband had passed. And, you know, so I had to plan a funeral and check myself out of the hospital so that I could go bury my husband while my son was still in a coma.
Oh, so he was in a coma as well. Wow.
Yes,
wow. And how long was Landon in a coma?
He was in a coma for 19 days.
19 days. And so, Landon, did you see anything going around? Did you hear your mom, or did you hear anything while you were in a coma with anybody talking or anything like that as well?
I remember being able to hear my Uncle Daryl and his friend Lee Hagwood outside in the waiting or in the hallways praying or goofing around with each other. And then I also remember seeing it, being able to see my dad sneak his head in my hospital room and put his finger over his lip and saying, "Shh, I'm not supposed to be here." And yeah.
Wow. What an amazing journey story. And I'll tell you, in this day and time, people need to hear more stories. And praise God, you're out there, you're spreading the gospel, and you're telling people about Jesus. And like I said, you can't take any of this with you when you get to heaven. It's all up there. He's got other things for you up there. And was there anything else that you'd like to tell anybody, everybody around the world about your experience? Anything else that comes to mind?
Yeah, just the fact that everything that's being said is not fairy tale or a certain belief. It's literally things that I have seen, I have been through, I have witnessed. I believe that there is a Jesus because I've seen him. I believe that there are angels because I've seen them. I believe that there is a heaven because I've seen it. My third time going to heaven, I went to heaven, and Jesus came to me and had said that I need to come back to earth and be a good Christian and tell others about him. And that's just what I'm doing.
Wow, it's amazing. It is amazing. I hope sometime that you're down here in Clearwater Beach, and I just want to bring some hope and inspiration to other people like you are doing to me as well, and getting me through my process, you know, and when I met somebody at the post office, he was not supposed to be there. Hopefully he's listening, driving his truck. And he said to me, go home and read Thessalonians, and something will jump out at you. And it was, those of you that know me will go through a little grieving. And there are times I've had my moments of anything, you know, with my son. I miss the laughter. I miss the fun. My buddy, but I'll tell you, I'd rather, if he's in heaven, I know he's in heaven, and he's enjoying his big mansion up there, and I'll tell you, with your stories as well as what happened to you, I'm sure is inspiring many others around the world as well. And I just wish you so much success in selling your book. Has this gone into a movie yet?
No. It hasn't. And Dawn, I just wanted to share one more thing when you're talking about your son. When Landon, you know, came through, was going through rehab and everything, he was really mad at me, and he was mad at everybody else that prayed for him because he wanted to stay in heaven. He didn't want to come back to earth.
And I've heard that.
So, you know, so upset that he was here and he wasn't up there with his dad and the angels. And so if your son had a choice, he would want to stay in heaven.
I know. He was in so much pain with other issues and things that he was having. And you two are amazing. And I look forward to helping promote your book as well. Give your book one more time where they can buy it.
It's Faith Has Its Reasons, and there's also a children's book, Highway to Heaven, and they can both be found on Amazon.
Fabulous. You two are a blessing, and thank you so much. And you have a beautiful, glorious day, and I look to have you again in the future.
Thank you, Dawn.
Thank you, Landon and Julie, with another miracle story. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
Thank you both. God bless you. Okay, I'm going to get these headsets on you here. I'm sitting here at the station getting ready for my show, and this handsome man walks in, and I look at him and I say, I know you. And he goes, I know you. You know me. Welcome, Brandon.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We're going to have you next week. This is like a little teaser.
Okay.
And I met you, God, how many years ago?
Yeah, it was 2013, so... 8 years ago, I guess.
Just, I want to say, you were playing guitar on the beach, and you had no shirt on, and I remember, and you, something God has done in your life has turned you completely 100%. You do not look like the same guy 13 years ago.
Yeah, well, you should have seen me in between. I had long hair, and I was wearing all white, and... Yeah, I've been through some transformations.
Wow. And we're going to talk about that next week on the air. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, sounds good.
We're good. So you also, who helped you cut your CD?
Well, I actually recorded it at Clear Track Studios here in Clearwater locally. But, you know, it's like the major recording studio in the Tampa Bay area. And besides that, you know, I just did it on a budget, and all the songs were recorded and performed by me. So
amazing. And how many songs are on the CD?
It's 12 original songs.
And you walked in and you said, I need a miracle.
Yes, amen.
And what's your miracle?
I need a financial miracle.
Financial miracle. You know what I want to do? I want to challenge everybody on TikTok, on Dawn Reese's show on TikTok. Let's try to raise some money for him by next Tuesday and help you with whatever, because you're living nearby, but we're not going to say where. But and are you working right now?
No, I'm unemployed because of the pandemic.
So, of course, and we're going to try to get you into some of the restaurants and to play, and I've got some record people to hook you up with and see what happens as well. And then we have 3 minutes left, and we're going to play one of your songs at the end just in a second, like in 1 minute, and then we're going to tell your story next week. So, Brandon, just can you give us a little hint what God did in your life, like little teaser?
Well, I'll tell you after just, you know, listening to the story that you just had, I think that there's a lot of things that God wants me to share with you and the listeners that you actually don't know about me that had already happened before we met before, because I guess we never got to talk too in-depth.
I interviewed you on the Tropics boat when I was doing interviews out there,
right.
And you have to send that interview. We'll play that next week,
okay.
Our first interview. So in the meantime, we're going to end up with Brandon next week. Give your information where they can buy your CD and help you.
Okay, so the name of the album is Dreams, and my name's Brandon Tuzzolino. I'm going to spell that for you real quick. BrandynTuzzolino, and it's at all your major digital music stores, iTunes, Amazon, Spotify. Or, if you can't remember any of that, go to dreamsalbum.com, and you can contact me by phone or email.
Fabulous. Well, I'm taping this as well, and anybody that's listening that would like to help contribute, you can drop off a check at the station here and put it for Brandon and Dawn Reese, just Brandon, or, you know, and or any type of any contribution. We're going to help this young man out as well. Let's go to that music. What song are we going to play to end the show?
This is actually my favorite song on the album, and it's the one I most recently wrote. It's called Nothing Else Will Do.
Nothing Else Will Do. And what inspired you to write that?
Jesus
did. Wow, wait till next week. I cannot wait. I'm still in awe of this young man sitting here next to me. And my husband now is Bert. We got married after.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we've been married. And we both would see him on the beach, and he does not look like the same man. It just, God has done a major miracle, and we hope that we can bless him too. So I'm going to do some things on TikTok. Hopefully, if anybody wants to contribute, we're going to give that to you next week and try to help you out and raise you some extra money, some cash for you as well. Do you need anything else?
Well, I just want to say, guess how old I turned this year?
How old?
34.
34. That's the magical number. That's a beautiful number. I'll tell you, that's amazing. And, well, do you need any clothes or anything or food? How are you doing with that?
Oh, no, I mean, I'm good.
You're good. Okay, just double checking. All right, let's play that music. We'll have Brandon next week. I'm Dawn Reese, Miracle Stories. I hope you enjoy. And Carrie Kay is next, one of my Beauty Queen reporters with her Beauty, Health, and Wellness show. Stay tuned and listen to this beautiful music.
Nights are long as I wait for you to renew my strength. Hope deferred made my heart sick, and I know there is no quick fix. When my desire comes, it will be a tree of life. As to the church, like Jesus Christ, as to a man, his beloved wife, what is the without the sun, the ocean without the rain, a sunset without the clouds, or the night without the day. Nothing else will I want you. Not at the bottom of a bottle, nor higher than a kite. Lust is a
I'd rather have a friend, a thousand at the beach, aren't worth the one that's in my heart. It's like I raised my hands in prayer.
You're listening to the Tan Talk Radio Network.